Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pin Podcast. Today, I want you to stop trying to game the algorithm and do this instead. At a recent conference, people kept explaining to me how they made these slight tweaks to their Pinterest images to fulfill the goal of making it quote unquote fresh. It was either switching the font, moving the image, uploading them all into Tailwind, and then changing up a line. And I found this interesting because it's not really serving the user. It's playing to the algorithm. So I kept giving them this advice that I'm going to share with you in this episode. And I really think when we serve both the pinner and the algorithm, it's a win-win situation for your business. Simple Pin Media is a Pinterest marketing agency with one goal: make Pinterest easier. Whether it's our Done For You services, our Done With You ads membership or Inner Circle, or even DIY products in our Simple Pin shop, which we're going to talk about today when it comes to our Pinterest templates that we create. Our commitment is to help you get on Pinterest in the right way so that it can deliver up the results that you need for your business. And if you're unsure of which service or product would fit for you, book a discovery call now. This is not a strategy call. We have those too. And we can guide you towards the best direction. We believe no one should be left confused when it comes to Pinterest. So let us help you bring clarity today. Scroll down below in your podcast app and book a discovery call with us. Also, in your podcast app, there's going to be some links to things I talk about today. So make sure you check that out.
You're listening to the Simple Pin Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
So let's first talk about this term that I just used, people changing up their Pinterest images to make them fresh. So where did this term fresh pin come from? We actually did a full in-depth podcast on this. And so I'm going to link that below in the podcast app. But originally, it was introduced when Tailwind hosted Pinterest on a live video. And in that, the person from Pinterest made this reference to fresh pins, create things that are fresh and new. And fresh could be a new image. It didn't necessarily have to be a new product post or a new blog post. Again, I don't want to go too deep into it. Go back and listen to that if you want more in depth. But essentially, that's the high level, that if you changed up an image, then Pinterest would see it as new. And with everything that comes out, whether it's Instagram, Pinterest, or Google, people are going to find a hack, right? And so users said, okay, Pinterest, you want fresh images? I'm going to give you some fresh images. We saw people creating 25 to 50 new images per blog post, but they didn't change a whole lot of things. And then we saw people who would maybe just do 10 or 15, but this whole goal was, okay, when I pin something with an image that's changed, whether I add animation, I add a line or whatever it is, Pinterest is going to see it as new. And what happened is people would come back to us and say, why am I not getting engagement on my fresh images? And we were just at the Tastemaker conference last week. And I loved actually talking with people about this. We would open up their Pinterest account and I would say, okay, what are you doing to change it? And they would say, well, I'm moving a line. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm like, no. So I took an example from our clients. And one of our clients has a lot of evergreen content, things that you can make all year round. And they were in the food space too. And what we did as our account specialist would give her ideas to say, let's create a new image that really is geared towards Easter, or it's geared towards graduation, or it's geared towards Mother's Day. You're not going to have to take new pictures, but we're going to take what you already have and we're going to change up the text and we're going to add some elements that might be seasonal. It could be make this for Mother's Day brunch, this amazing cinnamon roll. That is not the actual post, but you get the idea. So we're leveraging the seasonality of Pinterest with an evergreen piece of content. This can happen for business to business or business to consumer. It can happen for a lot of different niches, but it fulfills the goal of a new fresh pin because the image is totally different. I also highly encouraged people to look at how they were presenting their images. If we went onto the feed and we looked at food, food had a very common look. They were either stacked images or ingredients, which is great. But I also told people, how about you put things in on an iPad, on a kitchen counter, as somebody in your audience might be reading your recipe on a counter, right? There could also be something where you change up and you add borders or you pull the image closer. But the whole point being, don't just change it a tiny bit, but change it in a way that you see that you might be able to engage with a new type of pinner. And Pinterest algorithm reads the text on images. So if you're using words like Mother's Day or party or graduation that are event-based or even something that Pinterest has listed in their Pinterest Predicts report, that is also going to be taken into consideration with the algorithm. So if you are stuck in a rut and you are just trying to slightly change up your images, but maybe you need new templates, maybe you need something different, we have templates in our shop that we've created for all different types of industries. They do not include photos. I know some people do templates where they give you stock photos in those images. We do not do that. We want to give you the freedom to create your own. And so what you'll see is we've organized the font in a certain place, the images in a certain place, the boxes. We've really done that all for you based on what has worked for our clients. And we are trying to play to both the people and the algorithm. And oftentimes when you end up playing only to the algorithm, you forget the people. And we want you to take what you're creating and give it the most maximum exposure. So why not level it up a little bit, try something new, and see if you can get an increase in the views of your pins instead of them just being flat. So here's a final tip that I want you to try. When a hack comes along, or actually it's just in general a final tip for you. When a hack comes along or you see people come through and you really want to test it, by all means, test it. And this is kind of what I took away from the conference is that like people had this method of fresh pins that had come about through a hack and everybody was doing it now. So attest it for sure. But if it doesn't move the needle forward, or if it's causing you a bunch of extra work, don't do it. However, on the flip side, I did have a conversation with somebody who creates 15 pins per blog post. And when I asked her if she liked it, she said yes. She said she really enjoys images, she's fast, and she really does feel like it's working for her Pinterest account. So I told her, keep doing it then. But if you are in a position where you're like, I don't even know why I'm creating all these images per blog post. It doesn't even make sense to me. That is okay. I don't want you to do something that's weighing you down. I want you to stop and I want you to change stream. I want you to change up your templates, something that's going to make you feel more productive, help you feel like you're actually moving the needle forward. I want you to change up some of your templates and see how it works over 3 months. I don't want you to do it just for a couple of weeks, but I really want you to get out of your rut. And a great way to do this too, as well, is go search some of your main pins on Pinterest and see what else is there. And ask yourself, how can my images look different? How can my images stand out amongst this sea of all the other ones that look very similar? And we had a lot of questions too about changing up fonts. Changing up from Times New Roman to Arial does not, I don't believe, constitute a fresh image. I would say use your same font, use your same colors, but get a little bit creative about where you're putting boxes, where you're putting things like that. Don't just get caught up in what you've been doing forever. I think when we come back to a place where we have to change things up or we have to do things a little bit different, it's so good for our business. Not only because it gets us out of our rut, but it also gives us the opportunity to see, okay, how does the pinner view my image? How can I make it a little bit different? How can I play to the algorithm with using some keywords on my images? But how can I also play to the person by helping them connect with what it is that's in the image? Again, if you're looking for new templates, we do Canva templates, again, for all types of businesses and niches. You can scroll down below in your podcast app. I do want to give a shout out and a thanks to those who have recently left reviews on our podcast. If you are not a podcaster, you might not know this, but Apple has recently changed up a lot of the analytics and a lot of the way that people view podcasts. And frankly, a lot of podcasts we know, they're really struggling because their numbers are down. So whenever I see a review come through, I'm so delighted. It reminds me that people are still listening. And for those of you at the Tastemaker conference that I talked with who said you listen, thank you so much. That support means the world to us. So if you could leave a review or hit the 5-star button, we would be so thrilled. Alrighty, thanks so much for listening. As always, if you have any DMs or questions that you have for us, go ahead and DM us on Instagram @SimplePinMedia. We would be happy to help out.